Ralph spoke again, loudly. I'm calling an assembly. He ran his eye over them. Where's Jack? The group of boys stirred and consulted. A painted face spoke with the voice of Robert.
He's hunting, and he said we weren't to let you in.
I've come to see you about the fire, said Ralph, and about Piggy's specs. The group in front of him shifted, and laughter shivered outwards from among them, light, excited laughter that went echoing among the tall rocks. A voice spoke from behind Ralph.
What do you want?
The twins made a bolt past Ralph and got between him and the entry. He turned quickly. Jack, identifiable by personality and red hair, was advancing from the forest. A hunter crouched on either side. All three were masked in black and green. Behind them on the grass, the headless and paunched body of a sow lay where they had dropped it. Piggy wailed,
Ralph, don't leave me!
With ludicrous care, he embraced the rock, pressing himself to it above the sucking sea. The sniggering of the savages became a loud, derisive jeer. Jack shouted above the noise,
You go away, Ralph! You keep to your end. This is my end and my tribe. You leave me alone.
The jeering died away.
You pinched Piggy's specs, said Ralph breathlessly. You've got to give them back.
Got to? Who says?
Ralph's temper blazed out.
I say, you voted for me for chief. Didn't you hear the conch? You played a dirty trick. We'd have given you fire if you'd asked for it.
The blood was flowing in his cheeks and the bunged-up eye throbbed.
You could have had fire whenever you wanted, but you didn't. You came sneaking up like a thief and stole Piggy's glasses.
Say that again.
Thief! Thief!
Piggy screamed, Ralph, mind me!
Jack made a rush and stabbed at Ralph's chest with his spear. Ralph sensed the position of the weapon from the glimpse he caught of Jack's arm and put the thrust aside with his own butt. Then he brought the end round and caught Jack a stinger across the ear. They were chest to chest, breathing fiercely, pushing and glaring.
Who's a thief?
You are. Jack wrenched free and swung at Ralph with his spear. By common consent, they were using the spears as sabres now, no longer daring the lethal points. The blow struck Ralph's spear and slid down to fall agonizingly on his fingers. They were apart once more, their positions reversed, Jack towards the castle rock and Ralph on the outside towards the island. Both boys were breathing very heavily.
Come on, then! Come on!
Truculently they squared up to each other, but kept just out of fighting distance.
You come and see what you get! You come on!
Piggy, clutching the ground, was trying to attract Ralph's attention. Ralph moved, bent down, kept a wary eye on Jack.
Ralph, remember what we came for? The fire! My specs!
Ralph nodded. He relaxed his fighting muscles, stood easily, and grounded the butt of his spear. Jack watched him inscrutably through his paint. Ralph glanced up at the pinnacles, then towards the group of savages.
Listen, we've come to say this. First, you've got to give back Piggy's specs. If he hasn't got them, he can't see. You aren't playing the game.
The tribe of painted savages giggled, and Ralph's mind faltered. He pushed his hair up and gazed at the green and black mask before him, trying to remember what Jack looked like. Piggy whispered,
And the fire!
Oh, yes. Then about the fire. I say this again. I've been saying it ever since we dropped in.
He held out his spear and pointed at the savages.
Your only hope is keeping a signal fire going as long as there's light to see. Then maybe a ship will notice the smoke and come and rescue us and take us home. But without that smoke, we've got to wait till some ship comes by accident. We might wait years, till we were old.
The shivering, silvery, unreal laughter of the savages sprayed out and echoed away. A gust of rage shook Ralph. His voice cracked.
Don't you understand, you painted fools? Sam, Eric, Piggy, and me, we aren't enough.
We tried to keep the fire going, but we couldn't. And then you, playing at hunting.
He pointed past them to where the trickle of smoke dispersed in the pearly air.
Look at that. Call that a signal fire? That's a cooking fire. Now you'll eat, and there'll be no smoke. Don't you understand? There may be a ship out there.
He paused, defeated by the silence and the painted anonymity of the group guarding the entry. The chief opened a pink mouth and addressed Sam Nerick, who were between him and his tribe.
You two, get back.